Okay, right. Can you talk about something now you may have missed? I certainly had missed it, and it will definitely affect me at times. It may well affect you and your loved ones at times. So stick your ears back on this one. Essex residents, in fact, all residents just outside the capital, have just one more week to have your say in the public consultation over the future of one-day travel cards in London. Going into London for the day, visiting the capital for the day, because TfL are proposing to withdraw this type of ticket, which is popular with people travelling to the capital for a day out. You've got a meeting in London. I use it a lot if I'm going into to the hospital where I have to go. That's obviously what I use when you're going to the theatre, when you're going for a meal out, when you're visiting friends who live in London. Well, they're proposing to withdraw this type of ticket. And if scrapped, those heading to London for a day out might find the cost of travel is more than it currently is, as separate tickets would be needed. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says the travel card needs to be scrapped due to the government funding conditions, but rail campaigners are urging a rethink, and we've only got a week to get your thoughts in. So how much does it cost you to go into London? Or do you even bother? Or have you found cheaper ways of getting there? 0800 111 40 41. Bruce Williams is from Rail Future, an organisation campaigning for better rail services. And he joins me now. Bruce, thanks very much indeed for joining me. Good afternoon.
Hello.
So, Bruce, what are your thoughts about the announced proposals? How do you feel about it?
Well, as you might expect, as a rail campaigning organisation, who we want a better deal for passengers generally, this is very bad news. Okay, it's not the end of the world, but it's a worsening of the deal for rail passengers. As you know, rail travel is expensive enough, and it's unjustified to take a move that's actually going to make things more expensive for passengers.
So what will this change mean for rail passengers here in Essex? How's it going to affect us?
Well, I think in your little introduction, you sort of gave the appropriate scenario, really. So one of the great things you can do at the moment, if you're taking a day out to London, is get the travel card added on to your existing rail ticket. So you get into London and you then hop on the tube or get a bus or whatever, and it's all smooth and integrated, and it's great value for money. In future, you won't be able to do that. You'll have to buy a separate travel card or use an Oyster card or use a contactless. That might end up costing you more, but there are other problems as well. Not everyone has an Oyster card. Some people don't even have contactless, and even though it is generally very widespread, and if you have a contactless card, you won't be able to get those rail card discounts you would be able to get with integrated one-day travel cards. If, for instance, you're an old-age pensioner, or you've got a disability, or forces, or young person, or whatever, all those different rail cards, they won't work with the contactless, so you'll end up paying more. At least Sadiq Khan, he has at least been honest about this, saying, why we're doing this is because we need to raise more money. But clearly that money is being raised from the passengers. So people like you and me will end up paying more.
And so it's just money. I mean, why has this proposal come about at the moment from TfL?
Yeah, you're right. It is about money. So the reasoning goes like this, that under the pandemic, it's not surprising that passenger numbers went down hugely, and that left a huge black hole in TfL's finances, and they've got to patch it up some way. And the government aren't willing to cover all the costs. So Sadiq Khan has got to find a way of squeezing an extra, nearly £1 billion, 500 million or a billion or something like that, a huge amount of money out of passengers' tickets. And, you and I are going to end up paying for it.
But didn't the government give TfL a load of money to help them through the pandemic?
Evidently not enough. I think, there's obviously been a lot of to and fro between the government and TfL, a lot of horse trading. But TfL, as part of whatever deal they've got, aren't getting all they need from government, and they've got to get it from somewhere else. And really, the only realistic option is from the fare-paying traveller.
It's quite incredible, really, isn't it? I mean, I didn't even know about this. Owen, my producer, found this today and said, what? And I've actually looked online, and it's actually quite hard to find that this is a proposal and that we've got just one more week to actually have our say.
Well, yes, I suppose they're not exactly bragging from the rooftops, are they? Saying, we're going to charge you more. It's going to get worse. It's not in their nature to do that, you know, which is why organisations such as ours are shouting about it and putting out press releases and urging people to write to their MPs and to the London Assembly and so on to put whatever pressure on they can to get this decision reversed, or at least, you know, modified so that contactless works better for all members of society, which currently, you know, it can't do.
It just seems, I mean, I've just come back from Liverpool, and over there I bought the Metro card, the card cost £1 originally, and then I topped it up every day and it cost £6, and that was for ferry, trains and buses all day and all evening as well, to go right across the capital. I've been to France and bought their tickets. I've been to Rome where we're told everything's expensive, but their travel ticket wasn't as much as London. I mean, a lot of my people would say, with the Eulish charge being stretched out, for people being told, don't use your cars, this seems like, I don't know, a backward step.
Well, yeah, I think it is. And also, you know, there is a risk that it simply won't work in terms of a revenue raising exercise, because if you're deterring people from going to London for the day, then they'll find alternative routes or just not bother at all. And you won't get that extra revenue anyway. You know, you're quite right. There are all sorts of travel cards in many cities. Oyster works brilliantly. It may not be the cheapest in the world, but it covers, you know, all modes of transport. It's integrated, and that's what we want. We want more integrated, thought out travel options, not options being cut off that makes travel more difficult.
Why is our travel in the capital so expensive? Because it is expensive. I mean, it costs us at the moment, and that's with a network card, it costs us £24 to come in for a day. So the two of you coming in, that's £48 before you've done anything. I mean, it's a lot of money. You get a family coming in for that, that's £100.
Yeah, and families, indeed, you make a good point there, because families are one example of where this change will really affect them badly, because you can get a sort of family travel card, which will make massive savings, and that will no longer be available. You know, we do have amongst the most expensive rail fares in Europe. It's not quite black and white that we're the most expensive, but yeah, we're certainly at the top end, and it is a very deliberate policy on the part of the government. Every year they jack up fares by greater than inflation, certainly by greater than people's earnings. So there, it does seem that the government are also trying to deter people from travelling by rail, which is obviously a bad thing. We want to encourage more people to use public transport, particularly, as you say, as Sadiq Khan is clamping down on polluting cars in the capital. The alternatives need to be made more attractive, not less attractive.
I certainly do. Bruce Williams, thank you very much indeed for joining us from Rail Future, that organisation campaigning for better rail services. 0800 111 40 41.